It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
I think my favorite lyric there is the "Won't you walk a mile with me, brother?"
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it great? It's time for What's for Breakfast. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This morning, I don't believe we've never been there. We are in Frazee with Steve Dahlberg. Steve, thank you for saving us this morning.
You're welcome.
So, where's Frazee? I just don't know where Frazee is. Is it Detroit Lakes?
It's southeast of Detroit Lakes, about, I don't know exactly, 10 miles or so, something like that, but I live northeast of there.
Okay. Every time I see that.
Northeast of Frazee.
Every time I see the name of that town, I always think of a Frazee. Little ice, you know. Little, you know. So.
Yeah, did you have a Frazee for breakfast? What did you have for breakfast?
I had a couple of fried eggs and homemade sourdough bread.
Oh. Who made the bread?
I did.
Oh.
Old starter? Legendary starter from within the family?
No, it was a starter that I just started up myself. You don't really need to buy starters or anything like that. You just put about a 50-50 mixture of flour and water together and wait till it bubbles. So it's pretty easy to do, but I've had mine for at least 10 years.
There's no need to get in. I don't understand that. What? So, where does it go? You make a loaf of bread. Where does your starter remain that you can use it again?
So, I use a quart jar, and what I do things a lot different than the official way of doing things because I found that a lot of the official things aren't necessary. So when I'm ready to bake, all I do is I pull the jar out of the refrigerator, and it's probably 3/4 full or so of this flour and water mixture. And I mix up all the dry ingredients, and then I pour in about half the jar or so. So it's a cup and a half-ish or so of the starter. And then I add about a cup of get it to mix and let it sit on the counter, the jar sit on the counter for 4 hours to 8 hours, depending on whether or not I do it overnight. 8 hours is a little bit too long. It usually kind of becomes the thing and falls out and tries to attack my kitchen. Anyhow, then I just put it back in the refrigerator until I'm ready to bake again, which is usually about every week.
So when you hear somebody say, yeah, I use my mom's starter from 1944, it's just water and flour?
And flour. And a whole bunch of different microbes, yep. Different yeasts and bacteria that are working on the flour. And they all live in the flour. And so that's why you don't need to like go buy a starter from someplace, because everything you need is right there in the flour. And they just start to work once the water is there. So
it sounds like you feel, you kind of know how much flour, how much of everything, right? Okay.
It's a family tradition. I always like to tell a story. My grandma, when we go have Sunday dinner at her place, my mom would say, oh man, whatever recipe is really great. How'd you make it? She said, well, I followed the recipe exactly, except. And then I added a quarter cup of butter and a quarter cup of cream or something like that. She'd launch into all these steps that she followed the recipe exactly with.
Can we?
But so, like, my dad and I, we don't really measure very much. I kind of sort of measure the flour in the when I'm making the bread. But everything else is eyeball. Yeah, I'm a real eyeball cook. And for the bread especially, it's all about how it feels. I add water until it feels right.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Steve Dahlberg. Steve, would you mind if we revisited the eggs? You hit them with us so fast. Fried eggs? What did you make?
Yep. Fried eggs.
Over easy? What? Medium? Hard?
Yep. No, over easy is pretty much the way that I go.
And did you?
Prime and lard that I render. I get
lard.
Get most of my meat from the Amish around me, and I get fat with it and render my own lard and stuff, and kind of a do-it-all-myself kind of guy.
Yeah, I love he just threw that in. Yeah. That lard he rendered himself.
Yeah.
Wow. Everybody, we're very impressed. But what I really want to know, did you dunk your sourdough in those eggs?
I put the fried eggs on top of them.
Okay.
And so, you know, when I cut into the yolk part, it kind of oozes around, and then I scoop it up with the bread, you know, stick my fork into the whole thing and smear it around and try to collect up all the yolk and stuff.
So
I guess I qualify.
Haven't heard of beverage. What kind of beverage?
I was actually drinking buttermilk that I also make myself, but I have tea that I just finished making right before this started, and so when we get off the phone, I will have my tea for the morning, too.
Now, wait a minute now. You make your eggs in lard, and you drink buttermilk in the morning. Wow.
I drink buttermilk more than just in the morning, but yeah.
That's a first.
Definitely
tea,
just get when I have my eggs.
But these are all
part of the deal.
These are all firsts for us, and we've been doing this a long time. What's the origin?
Well, I'm that kind of a guy. I'm what you politely call eccentric.
That's all right.
Yes.
What is the meaning behind phrasee?
To be honest, I don't know. I didn't grow up here. My family's always had land here, but we actually had a farm over by Barnesville when I was growing up, and so I'm guessing it's probably somebody's name, but I have never learned that.
Okay.
So we always ask, why are you a member? Why do you support and listen to this station?
Well, I first discovered it on a few drives across the state. I used to live outside of a range, and when I was driving over to Duluth, I picked up the station. I was like, what's this station with all this cool music on? And so when I moved within range, I'm a big local guy, and I like supporting local things, and especially things that are good for my quality of life. So I want to make sure that I was helping to make sure things stick around that are important to me.
Can we make something very clear? You don't have to be eccentric to be a member. Is that correct?
I think so. Yeah.
What's the phrasee mascot? High school mascot.
Gosh.
The Hornets.
What?
Phrasee Hornets.
Oh, the Hornets.
That's great.
Well, for being on What's for Breakfast, Homestead Mill is our generous sponsor. Steve, we're going to either send you Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes to phrasee in a cream-colored linen sack. What are you thinking?
I'm going to go with the cereal.
I figured. All right. Well, thank you very much. What do you got cooking this weekend? I mean, what are you doing?
As far as things to do, probably I've got a kind of a fruit and nut orchard that keeps me pretty busy during the summertime. So either that or I got some firewood to cut up, lots of chillers.
Did you say nut orchard?
Fruit and nut orchard.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
What kind fruit and nut orchard.
What nuts?
Are you sure you're not
I've got butternuts, black walnuts, a variety of crosses like Bart nuts and black barts and things like that, shagbark hickories. I have one Korean nut pine that hasn't froze out, hazelnuts.
Wow.
Some northern pecans. I think that's some of the nuts.
Well, we can't stop now. What do you do with the nuts? Do you eat them or you sell them?
So far I have the trees, the oldest trees I have are 20 years old, and that's kind of too young to get much out of them. Yeah. A few of them have produced a few nuts. And the squirrels always have gotten to them before I have.
Oh yeah.
So that's and the hazelnuts are still young also. Maybe if we hadn't had the drought this year, I might have gotten some hazelnuts. But it's not going to happen. So
wow.
Well,
so but the main thing that I, what I've collected wild black walnuts and black walnuts from other people, mostly what I do with them is use them for my granola.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Renaissance man.
Thank you so much for calling. It was great to meet you this morning, Steve.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
Have a good rest of your day, you guys.
We will. Bye-bye.